Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to On Track. This is your host, Henrietta Bird, and this is the International Black Summit Talk Show. On Track, the first Sunday of the month of June 2009. And this is the month where this is the week where we check in to see if we're on track. Tonight, we'll be sharing some very wonderful information about a new distinction the talk show hosts have been looking into. And we'd like to have that conversation with our listening audience to see how it develops. But before we do that, there are several things that we would like to do. First of all, give the call-in number, which is 646-716-9827, 646-716-9827. And you can call us at any time and listen. If you choose to raise your hand and talk, just to let the host know, just push press the number one button, and it'll show that you're ready to speak. And you can do that at any time. And if you don't want to speak, just listen. We appreciate you, whether you're here on the air with us tonight or whether you listen at another time. So thank you very much for listening in. Once again, this is International Black Summit Talk Radio. On Track is the program for tonight with Henrietta Bird. First Sunday of every month, we check in to see if the things we decided to do for ourselves, we're still focused on. You know, those things that we decide at the end of the year that we are no longer going to do, and some things that we want to do that we've never done before. Some things we just want to shift a little bit and, you know, change a little bit. Our On Track program is a space that provides a listening for us to see what it is that we may or may not be doing that, you know, has either taken us in another direction and we need to get back on track, or something that we've just let sleep that maybe we need to just wake up and focus. So it's always good at the beginning of every month to look at your goals and your dreams and your aspirations and the things that you're focused on, because we know the more we look at a particular thing, the more we're conscious of it. And so we ask that you just, you know, kind of take a look at all of the things that you said you were going to do this year. We are almost halfway through the year, and we still have 7 months to go, and we want to make sure that we can make the adjustments and do the things that we need to do so that our goals and our dreams and our intentions are realized. As we do in the International Black Summit, we always begin our programs or our shows or our events with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And one of our talk show hosts from the third week of the month, who Clara Lyons Devon, is going to recite the declaration for us. So listen closely at the things that were created in 1991 for the International Black Summit as a space where you can stand in to accomplish some of your goals and your dreams. The Declaration of the International Black Summit, Claire Lyons Devon from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay,
thank you.
Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare.
Hi.
Okay, she.
Hi, I was on mute and I'm just going.
Okay.
We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of body, of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991.
And this is Henrietta Bird in Chicago, Claire Lyons in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Glenn Greenwich in Queens, New York, and Shakesha Showers in Voorhees, New Jersey. And we are the host of the show for the month. And also John is also on the fifth Sunday. And what we try to do, or what our intentions are to make available a space for people to see just how powerful they are. And the declaration is what reminds us of our genius, our power, the things that we stand for. And in the declaration, you will hear that we declare and we assert and we stand and then we declare a second time, because we know that as you declare a thing, it is so. And, you know, it doesn't just go out and just disappear, but it goes out and it comes back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So whatever we declare is what we will do. And so we declare certain things, and we assert certain things, and we stand for certain things. And as you incorporate the declaration of the International Black Summit into your intentions, or your intentions into the declaration, you'll find that it's a lot easier to work with them and to stay focused on them, and that helps us stay on track, which is where we are today. We are excited today about the recovery of our loved one, Shakesha Showers, who has gone through a wonderful experience this week with the summit body. And so we have to send a shout out to Shakesha and the entire summit body as well. Let's get started. And let's talk about our subject tonight, which is the badger. The badger. You know, when I say it like that, it's like, ooh, the badger. You know. And first of all, let me thank Clara for the declaration. Clara, thank you so much. And Glenn, thank you for stepping in there. The badger is a distinction that if you got the invitation that was created somewhere between New Orleans and Chicago. And Your invitation to the show says it was last seen in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And so it looks like the badger is something that travels around, like where in the world is the badger right now? And if we could distinguish or define or explain how we see the badger, that term, the badger, it is not a person, but how we see or how the badger was created, it's like something that is looked upon in a particular way. You can look at it as it was once described as a spirit knocking at the inside of your, you know, in your consciousness, telling you to go forth and do a particular thing that you may have gotten an idea about. You know, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and pick up the phone and make the call and fill out the application or, you know, go have the interview or go ask the question about a particular thing. And when you think about it that way, it's encouraging. The badger is encouraging and it's uplifting and it's moving you forward. And if we are obedient to it, it always progresses us or moves us forward. And so in that, you know, inside of that meaning, there's confidence and there's self-awareness and there are all of these different things. If we use it that way, if we listen to it that way. So it's not really like a badger that's irritating when we talk about it that way. It's more like encouragement, or it's like, you know, like that, what's the term that we use? It's like confirmation. That's what it is. When you have an idea, you think a thought, and you know how you get confirmation in many different ways. Well, you know, spirit always talks to us as individuals because we are spiritual beings. And so spirit talks to us. And so one of the things that we say about the badger is that it is spirit talking to us, moving us forward. The other thing we say about it is that it can be thought of or can be experienced in a different way. But if I can stop for a minute, and Glenn, I would like to ask you to distinguish the badger for me, or to explain the badger a little bit more in detail in the way that it's encouragement, if you would.
This is Glenn Greenwich. The badger, thank you, Henrietta. The badger is a way of supporting. It's persistently insisting. So when I'm badgering someone, I am badgering them to have them look at something, to deal with something that they may not necessarily be willing to look at. And, you know, I can speak for myself in that I've got areas that are hands-off that I would need a badger friend of mine to work with me to make sure that I stay on track.
Okay. And so when you say a badger friend of yours, tell me what you mean.
Well, somebody who is committed to me being magnificent, me being bigger and better than I see myself at times. So
okay.
They're standing for the vision that I am.
Okay. And so the badger in that instance is somewhat like a prayer partner. You know, sometimes I said we need people who can know the truth for us when we can't know it for ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and so, okay, so then we have a different, you know, like a support person, or like you and I on this show, okay, almost a team. You know, the Badger, you know, can be a team, you know, one part of a team that kind of keeps the team going, almost like, I guess, almost like a coach, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And you use the term insistently persisting.
Yeah, persistently insisting, correct.
Persistently insisting. Persistently insisting. So that's like constantly, constantly, like nonstop, nonstop,
correct.
Nonstop, you know. And what's interesting about this is, you know, when you think of the term, you know, like there's this thing we say, like everything is good. Or people will say God is good all the time. And we'll say everything happens for a good reason, you know. And then there's the badger, okay? The badger, and the, you know, and even the word, the term, the way it, you know, the way it sounds when you pronounce it, it's like even if you lighten up and say the badger, you know, it's like there's this preconceived notion that the badger is almost like a nag, a person who nags is considered a badger, or badgering is a person who, you know, even on the witness stand, they, you know, you're badgering the witness. You know, it's like you're persistently insisting that something occurs. But in this manner, what we're saying is that this is all good. This is all about moving us forward. This is all about keeping us on track. Is that not right, Glenn?
Yes, it is. And one of the things about a badger is a very fierce animal. It lives mostly by itself, and it doesn't even live with other badgers. So it's not very community-minded. But when it comes out, it's usually on point, and it's very ferocious about whatever it's working on, be it digging its tunnels or cleaning out its dens, you know, or protecting its territory. So the badger is a very fierce fierce mammal, and you know, so you know, it's worthy of the what would I say? Just, you know, just ferocious.
Mhm. Okay. And it's ferocious about getting something done, right? About, you know, it's like intentional about doing particular work. Is that correct?
Very, very intentional. Very intentional. Because a badger is always very busy doing some things. Sometimes it's burying things. You know, that's the flip side of the badger, but the badger is always very busy.
Okay. It's always very busy. And this is a definition about an animal, a mammal, okay, that is actually called the badger. And when you look at the definition, it's just, you know, it just helps to distinguish this term that appears to be a negative, you know, to describe a negative action of a person. But in all actuality, it's like a person who's on track. It's a person who's very focused, or it's a person who helps someone else focus, you know. And so there's this, you know, kind of dual meaning to it. But we choose to utilize the badger in the most positive way, that it is something that moves us forward and allows us to realize our intention and assist, I guess is another word. You know, like you said, Glenn, a friend who is a badger, you know, somebody who's going to, you know, just say, okay, Glenn, remember what we're about, and remember what your goals are, or remember what you said you were going to do. And that's kind of like, I guess, on track once a month is kind of, could be in that case, a badger.
Yes.
Kind of like a reminder, you know, don't throw away those goals just because you haven't worked on your New Year's resolutions. you know, because you haven't worked on them, because you put them down somewhere in March and this is June, you're like, oh, forget it. No, I'm saying go back and pick them up and read them again. You know, take another look. You know, take another look. I'm being the badger in this case. You know, take another look, because they didn't just come to you. They came to you just. And they came to you because they were ideas in divine mind that you could utilize. Those are things that that kind of focus on your gifts and your genius. If you focus on them, if you develop them, if you just make a phone call or do something toward each one of those goals, you will see that they can be realized. For instance, this badger came up for the talk show host in a way that appeared to be nagging. That's the way it showed up. But when we look at it, standing in the declaration and standing in that everything is good and that everything happens for a good reason, we were able to realize and see just what a badger really is. And the more detailed we got, the more determined we got, the more we found out about it. And when you start to look at things that you have on your list of resolutions or your to-done list, as Claire says, when you look at that list and you really start looking at it as possible, you know, like as possibility, you will see that it's not that difficult to get started. You know, you just want to get started. You just want to make a phone call. You just want to have a conversation with someone about it. You know, you just want to listen to the International Black Summit talk show every Sunday, you know, 7 p.m. Central Time. You want to listen, because what is provided on the talk show is access to whatever it is that you're working with. It doesn't matter. It can be wealth. It can be health. You know, we just have had to another level this past week, and can't wait to share it with you on one of our shows, one of our upcoming shows. You know, everything that you have on your list is covered on one of these weeks during the International Black Summit Talk Radio shows. And you're on track with Henrietta Byrd and Glenn Greenwich, Claire Lyons Devon, and Takesha Showers. If I could just take a moment and look.
Henrietta, we've got a listener. Clara would like to break in.
Okay. Claire?
Yes, I just wanted to add, I guess, some comments to what you were saying, Henrietta.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the things, I guess, with any distinctions are just like tools. You know, they're things that provide a way or an opportunity for you to look at a situation a different way. And I just wanted to like back up a little bit, because how all of this came about was a result of a situation that we probably all experience, and it's really related to your show about being, you know, on track, is when something is consistently, you know, occurring and we don't take action on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's what, you know, if I notice when, you know, there's something that I'm supposed to do, I know I'm supposed to do it, and I don't take action on it,
mm-hmm.
that's when the badger would show up. In fact, that's how the badger got created in this situation, was, you know, knowing that there's something going on, you notice it, you see it, but you don't take action on it.
Right.
And that's that insistence, you know, when spirit starts insisting and you know, asking you to take action in a particular way, knowing that you're not taking action, you know, that's that badger, and you use that tool to, like, notice when you're doing it. It's like, when do we notice when we know there's something we're supposed to be doing and we don't take action on it?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of other callers that like to comment as well. I guess, who's this, 212-927? Oops, hold on, dear. Let me open your mic.
Good, I'll do it.
Hello? 212-927, yes.
Go ahead, Billy.
So, yeah, hi. Hi, hello, everybody.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm listening to this interesting, fascinating conversation about the badger. I wasn't really clear what a badger was. I looked it up in the dictionary, and I see it's an animal that burrows and keeps on. It's persistent, you know. And as I listened to you guys talk, it seemed to me that consistent, persistent support of someone or something is one of the key things, this thing of not giving up and being persistent. The other thing that I came to me as I was listening was to see somebody as a possibility consistently and authentically when they sometimes don't see themselves, and you interact with them with this view of their possibility when they don't even see it, and you're insistent and persistent about that kind of support and that kind of love, I guess, without condition. You know, somebody who can do that, I would say, is a badger. I mean, if I can have a relationship like that, you know. But also, as I looked at the dictionary, this, it could have some kind of negative thing. I think I heard somebody briefly mention some of it. But so it could go both ways, you know, depending on, you know, how one handles or how one perceives badgering, you know.
Right. And that's what we're talking about. We're saying not to let it be a negative, not to allow the negativity, but to hold it as persistent, insistent on your being great, you know, like, rather than to say, oh, God, I'm sick of them worrying me about it. You know, rather than that, take it to another level. Say, thank you for continuing to remind me. Thank you for continuously supporting me in my, you know, in my intention to become ... You know, so look at it another way. Just, you know, take the high road. And don't let it be a negative.
Mm-hmm.
And if it tends to become a negative, then you know, it's kind of like, okay, there's something that needs to be done here. There's something that I'm not paying attention to, because if I was paying attention to it, it wouldn't be bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
It would feel like a nag, you know. So we're asking to, you know, allow the badger to do what it does. You know, which is good. You know, one of the other things we read about it was that, you know, not only is it so focused on doing things, it gets rid of anything that destroys. Like one of the definitions I think that Glenn read to us said something about it. It eats animals that destroys crops. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a help, you know, like it eats up things that kind of get in your way. That's kind of the way I look at it. And so if I look at the badger as my friend, as my kind of like my security person, you know, kind of like I have the security with me that, anything that gets in my way. It's kind of like, I guess, I'm not a football person, but it's like a blocker, I guess. It's something like that. Is that right, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who kind of runs in front of you.
I think of my grandmother. She used to say, keep on keeping on.
Uh-huh.
That was her way of living. And people who be like that with you or to help you keep on keeping on to attain your vision or whatever, you know, that would be a badger, you know. When it doesn't look, when it doesn't even look like possibility.
Right.
That's the way I hold it right now, you know.
Right. And I just heard your voice and who you are. And so welcome. This is Bill, right?
Yes, this is Bill. Like,
right. I didn't hear you say that. Welcome. So glad to hear you. So glad to hear you and that you're doing well.
Okay.
Henrietta, we also have another listener, 310, our girl, the Badger.
Hey.
Who is it?
Who's on the phone?
Well, there's Bill Patterson in New York.
There ain't no Bill Patterson.
Hello, the Patriot.
Hey, who are you?
Hey, how are you?
Okay, but who are you?
We're live.
What's
on
your
the
name?
Yeah, we're live on the air.
Okay. Yeah.
Say cool. Say
cool.
Say cool.
Okay.
Say
cool. Right. So this is I'm Henrietta.
And this is Chakasha.
And this is Chakasha. Claire Lyons. Devon is on the phone. Glenn Greenwich is on the phone. Bill Patterson is on the phone.
And we have a listener from Rochester called in as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we can hear from them now.
Mm-hmm.
Are they listening or they want to speak?
I don't think they want to speak. The mic is on, so they can speak if they'd like to. But
Okay. Well, we acknowledge you in Rochester as well. This is On Track with Henrietta Byrd, and this is International Black Summit Talk Radio. And tonight we have a new distinction or a tool, as Clara distinguished for us, called the Badger. And so far, what we've discussed about it is taking it on as a power, like an empowerment tool, you know, something that supports us, something that reminds us, something that persistently insists that we move forward, that we focus on our goals. And remember, we're talking about our New Year's resolutions that we might have thrown away, and we might not even remember what we said we were going to do. But somewhere we've written them down, and even if we didn't write them down, we can pull them out of the closets of our mind and say, okay, what did I say I was going to do this year? You know, we have 7 months left to turn things around, and we know Bill Patterson and Chakasha Showers, we know that we can turn things around in minutes.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I share two things with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Charlie invited me to a sweat lodge for women with the Native American.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went there, I wanted to have an animal. I asked to
have an animal. You wanted to have an animal?
Right, because I kept seeing squirrels. And so I was asking about animals. So she had written a book. And so she looked me up, and I'm a badger.
Yeah. Okay.
And then when we were in New Orleans many, many years ago when the kids were little, I asked Petal to look me up, and she looked, and I was a beaver.
A beaver, right.
Okay.
So I thought that was very interesting in this conversation.
And isn't there some relation, Glenn, to a beaver? Was there some relation to the badger, to a beaver, or was that something else?
I think they're similar or the same category, you know.
Right. The beaver makes the dam. It keeps unplugged every time you plug the dam.
And the badger goes
underground.
Yeah. Burrows a hole or something.
So the water will keep running fresh, and it's something about where it needs to live. It's the environmental. And if you plug that up, the dam, it messes that up. So even when man does it, man couldn't outdo the beaver. I forgot what he did, but he couldn't outdo him. Because every time the man would build the dam, he would knock it down.
Okay.
One of the things,
they move logs, and they move the logs. They'll keep the logs moving. The logs that fall, they have a systematic way that they keep it moving in the water, the bill. It's very interesting. I think when I was little, I read about it. I don't remember it now, but it's very systematic. The beaver, like he can sit on that log and spin and move stuff, and he don't fall off.
There's a couple other things I want to bring up about that. So a beaver, what a beaver is known for is its engineering. And its ability to block up and to dam up a particular pond or pool. Also, the beaver creates a home that you have to swim into it. So the entrance to the hole is always underwater. So you have to go underwater to get into the beaver den. So it's very protected. But very crafty. Now, the interesting thing about the beaver is that the beaver actually lives in a community. So the mother and the father and the baby beavers kind of coexist and support the environment. Whereas the badger lives by itself. The badger, has a way of being that doesn't want any other badgers around, but they also have an intricate tunnel, and as Henrietta, you said earlier, the badger also eats rodents who damage the crop. So it's a very productive animal in terms of taking care of the environment, as well as the beaver. So there are a couple similarities there, and I could get you as both of those. And what we're talking about is the animal totem. So we are all, our spirit and the energy is represented in different forms of animals. And so those were two of the totems that had depicted your spirit, Keisha.
So let's take a look at that. You know, let's really, really take a look at it. So, you know, as they are both very necessary, you know, it kind of reminded me of how necessary each one of us are individually. See, that even though the badger is by itself most of the time, the work that it does is for the community. The work that it does is for the community. And it does it, you know, it does it regularly. It does it continuously. You know, and when you were distinguishing that, Glenn, you know, I thought about how each one of us has our own individual duties, you know, things that we do, you know, and some of us like to be around people, some of us like to be to ourselves, you know, some of us are to ourselves to a degree, and then we come out, you know, and take care of what needs to be taken care of, and then we go back. You know, there's so many similarities in there that, you know, that kind of do remind us of what we do, and it just has me present to the importance of each one of us as individuals. you know, just how each one of us has a work to do or has a gift to share. And it's not necessarily for us. It's oftentimes for the universe. And I think about that in relationship to our New Year's resolutions that we make. You know, and oftentimes we think, okay, I just don't feel like doing that. Yeah, it was a good idea. But what I think we need to, why I think we need to take another look at those goals and those dreams is because they're not just for us. They're for the universe. They're for the community. You know, if I move forward in my business, that means there's another person in my community who's successful, that someone can train under, that someone can look, you know, that can mentor under. You know, that somebody has a, you know, they have an example of how to be. You know, because I realize my dreams, someone else can realize theirs because they look at me and they know what I've gone through. And so, you know, when we pull out those intentions and we pull out those resolutions, you know, remember that it's not just for us that we are successful, you know, in our intention or that we do a particular thing. It's for us as a contribution to the universe. You know, that's how we empower our youth. That's how we change what's being said in the media, you know, by us going through and having that testimony and having that story to tell about how we got over. Because everybody has a how we got over story, you know, and we should have many of them. Because every time we complete a thing, Spirit gives us another thing to do immediately. If we're not working on four or five of them at one time already. And so I think, you know, if we take another look at that, look at those goals and those gifts that we have, I think, you know, and even the badges in our, life, you know, if we take a look at them and say, well, you know, maybe they aren't really just nagging, you know, for just because they don't have anything to do, you know, maybe what they say is something that I really might do, you know, might take a look at. You know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, Henrietta, you made some really, really good points, and I just wanted to, like, highlight some things that you said. One, you said that the thing that the badger does is for the community, and as a result of the things that are done, you know, it creates stories. And so you know, we were talking about this underlying condition, the condition that there's something that's existing for a period of time, and we're ignoring it, we're not taking action on it.
Yes.
So with the assistance of this tool, you know, the badger, we take action because the badger is insisting that we do something. The badger insists that we take action. And then you said something about completion. When we complete a particular task or a goal, then there's a story to tell. And one of the attributes of the badger is that they are storytellers.
Yes, yes.
They're storytellers, and so when you complete a thing, you know, then you have a story, you have something to give, you have something to contribute to the community. So that's like another dynamic that's, you know, we're framing it around this distinction, but the animal itself has that characteristic as well. So I just wanted to, like, put that into the space in support of what you were saying.
Thank you very much. And that's, you know, that's, it's so important, you know. And, it, you know, when you look at it, the badger keeps us on track. The badger just keeps us on track. You know, Chakosha's our talk show storyteller, you know, and her stories are wonderful because they are her experiences. You know, and if we just look, you know, if we look at what each one of us contributes and look at each one of us as a contribution, you know, and then take on maybe somebody else's contribution and, you know, just look at, oh, that's something I can contribute also. I, like Chakosha, I have a story to tell, you know. Or I have, you know, I have wealth building, or I have, you know, I have vision works, or I have, you know,
right.
a lot to celebrate, or, you know, just, you know, there's ways that I'm on track, or, you know, different things like that, and just take on each other's things sometimes. Sometimes we just get tired of doing our stuff all the time, and just maybe take a look at a story or listen to a story that we've heard someone else tell about a success. You know, or something like that.
Henrietta?
Yes, Chakosha?
When I was a little girl, I used to like Robin Hood and, you know, like people who shot bow and arrows.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they did was go through the land and sing of their stories. That's how people knew who Robin Hood was, because he sang about himself, and his merry men sang about him. And I just used to be so fascinated about the songs and storytelling and legends, you know. So what's distinguishing for me is singing legends, singing our legends.
Okay.
You know, like just songs and songs of our legends. You know, people hear a song and they go, Henrietta. So what's distinguishing for me is songs and singing of our legends. Like what will be always here is the legend and the song. When I say legend, not like a story, but like itch. Like a tree, you know, like always here.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk just another minute about that, Chakosha?
Yeah, but first I just wanted to say something about the badger and the beaver that I thought was very interesting. And Glenn, correct me. The badger is always digging, right?
Yes. He's always
The badger's always digging. And I saw a picture. He has very, very sharp claws. And then when I look at a beaver, he has very sharp teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was very interesting the type of work they do. But they use two different parts of their body. The beaver, his teeth are really big. Like, you know, if I saw a beaver, I wouldn't mess with him. Okay. And when I saw the badger's feet, I'm not bothering him. They, you know, he got work to do. So I just thought that was very interesting that they didn't both use the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just wanted to underline that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you look at that, Chakosha, you know, you look at people, you know, some people work with their hands. Some people work with their mind. You know, some people work, you know, their work is of the heart. You know, everybody has a different, you know, unique ability.
Expression.
Yeah. You know, and, but also necessary. If you remember, you know, one of my fondest memories in the International Black Summit was the worship service we had.
Right.
With all the different religions and ways to worship, you know, across the different continents, you know. But we all got together and we all worshiped together. And so, you know, it's like individuals, but, you know, all the individuals, but it was one. It was oneness. You know, because it takes what the beaver does and what the badger does as two individuals to allow certain things to occur in the community, the universal community.
The other thing I remember about singing, I was watching a documentary on Mandela. And this is, you know, as he was leaving Robben Island, and, you know, he was rising to who he has always been. He was walking through a hallway, and two cleaning ladies saw him, and they started singing and hopping up and down. But they started seeing who he was. So, you know, I mean, like, when they saw him, they started singing, and he heard them, and he turned. And he, it's like he appreciated that they recognized who he was. But this went on for 20, 30 minutes. Remember in Ghana how they sang for 2 hours, "Welcome Home"? It's like that. They just start singing like part of who, like a possibility. You can be as a people is to sing your people's glory. You just start singing, like to me. I love to hear. What's our friend's name? Who sings?
Meredith.
I love to hear Meredith sing. You know. Beautiful voice, beautiful voice. So, like, just sing her glories. Sing her glories. I mean, we got several singers. Susan. But, like, it was amazing when they saw Mandela and they started to sing his glory. You totally got it through the TV screen on who he was.
Right. And that's, you know, and when you think about that, see, that's why the goals and the aspirations and the intentions are so important. Because as we work on our goals and our you know, our aspirations, our intentions, as we do that, we become the Mandelas of our community. We, you know, we become that unique individual because we've made that kind of contribution. And that's what I'm talking about, you know. And no, it doesn't matter that the world knows us, but what matters is that we do that contribution so that our community knows us.
Right.
Our community. That's where it starts, right there, in our community.
And say I would move the we and say I.
Okay.
You know, everybody's saying I. I know that.
And we have 7 minutes left.
Okay. This is International Black Summit Talk Radio, and you're on track with Henrietta Byrd, being joined with Glenn Greenwich, Claire Lyons Devon. We have someone in Rochester listening in. Bill Patterson, New York, and Shakaysha Showers.
Shakaysha.
Edwin.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Edwin, talk to us.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Go on. Go ahead.
I just want to say hello to Keisha.
Wanted to say hi to Keisha. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I said I'm sending you white light.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm receiving it.
My thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's complete. So, well, we won't totally complete it, but is there any other aspect of the badger that, you know, that we can discuss in just the next few minutes? Well, there is one part, because one of the things that we noticed about the badger is that when we ignore it, it becomes something that we use almost a weapon.
I would also say, for me, it's not only when we won't do something. For me, I think it's too when I see something, you know, like I saw, you know, I don't have this to try to workshop. That's part of the badger, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it informs you consistently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of it's got to know where to go eat and all of that. You know, it's systematic. It ain't just roaming.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it provides information. You know,
oh, definitely. Yeah.
If we just sit and observe the badger,
mm-hmm.
I probably, it gives me, you know, like, it confirms, you know, and like for me, badger was, it was saying, you don't have space, and I went, I pushed against that. And so that's what I learned about it, is go ahead. And when it says what it says, that's what it says.
Mm-hmm. So I guess in the last few minutes.
Yeah. Can I just throw something in there real quick? For me, this badger is a metaphor that I would like to live through and by. Me, it represents persistence of purpose, persistence of vision, and persistence of hope and possibility. And if I can be like that, if I can be, excuse me, be my own badger, great. But my relationship with the world, with my community, is also as a badger to persist in our dreams, our visions for ourselves, and not be moved, you know, swayed off from fear or thinking that we're not good enough or it's impossible. You know, persistence in the possibility of what we can do and what's there for us to do. So that insistence and persistence is what I take from this conversation.
I think that's great. And that's really what we want to do with it. There's another, you know, there's some more about it that we, you know, I guess we'll have to do, complete it another time. But
we're in London, Bill.
Hello?
Excuse me?
When we're in London, Bill.
No.
You said when we're in London, okay. Okay. But we just have a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, we have one minute left, and the person from Rochester has their hand up.
Okay, great.
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Lily Mae Geary, and yes, of course, I live in Rochester, New York. And Glenn Greenidge invited me to listen in on the show tonight, and I don't know if he did it for a reason or not. But I'd like to say thank you to him because for the last couple of years, he has been my badger. I've been out of school for a long time, and I've always wanted to go back and get a degree. And he has been there for me, supporting me, and telling me, do your homework. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Good for you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. You know, and so and that's great because that, you know, that takes us right into how we would ask for everyone to utilize the badger. You know, take it on as a positive, as that power that pushes you forward, and no other way. Just look at it because it keeps coming back and it keeps coming back, and just know that there's goodness in it. This is On Track with Henrietta Bird, International Black Summit Talk Show. Please join Glenn 5:30 p.m. Eastern Central Time on this Tuesday for the Wealth Club, and continue to listen to the International Black Summit radio program every Sunday. Thank you. Thank you all for calling in, and good night.
All right. Great show, you guys.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all.
Come off mute. Thank you, Henrietta.
Thank you, Claire.
Great show. Great
yeah.
show. Right on time.
Thank you, dear Chakasha.
We have somebody from Detroit.
319-459.
Yes, hi. This is Ron Smith from Detroit, and I see I'm getting in on the tail end of the call.
Yes,
sir. Right, but did you have something you want to share?
I don't know the context of the conversation, but I'll just make a commitment to getting in on time next week.
Right, look.
Okay.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to send that.
Okay, very good.
He's going to be there.
And you can listen to the show via online or podcast because it's archived. Or
okay,
MP3.
I'll do that.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Hello?
We're not streaming live anymore, but we're still recording. So,
it's a recording?
Not streaming live anymore, but it's still recording for the website if there was something else you wanted to share.
Okay. I didn't hear the communication from the person from Detroit. My phone did something, so I didn't hear any of the communication.
Basically said Ron said that he had gotten late and that I suggested that he listen to the archives, and he said he'd be on the call on time next week.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Wonderful.
Is everybody else complete?
Yes, ma'am. Great show.
Great show.
Good. Thank you all. Appreciate you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, good night.